morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Surgeon. Going to be with you for about 56 minutes today. I am, in case you can't tell, I am super excited about today's show. What I call a magnificent event. May not be the right word, but write me hate mail later. I think it is a magnificent event going to take place on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, June 19th, 6 p.m. at the W.E.B. Du Bois Center in Great Barrington. I'm a long supporter of W.E.B. Du Bois. Also, I worked with a distant relative of his through my career, Michael Du Bois, and what they've done with this center is less than more than spectacular. So without further ado, I'm going, this lovely lady is the executive director. She's going to introduce herself. And also, we at this event happening on the 19th, are you ready? There will be a United States Congresswoman. I mean, and a bunch of other people, visiting scholar on democracy, Michael Blake, remarks by my guest, and it will be at St. James Plaza. Now, please introduce yourself, and this is an amazing event.
Thank you so much. Yes, my name is Nye Whitaker, and I'm proud to be the new executive director of the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Freedom and Democracy in Great Barrington. And we have kicked off our theme for 2024, which is Reflections on Democracy, which will be a four-part series where we will have a distinguished guest in a fireside chat conversation on topics that are relevant to today's issues and promote the African-American history of the Berkshires.
You know, and again, for those folks that are interested, this tribute to W.E.B. Du Bois is long coming, long suffering, and maybe that's not the right word, but I know a lot of people put a lot of effort to get this to happen. And he's really world renowned. He's not just, you know, a great, oh, he's from Berkshire County. No, he's got a little bit more than that. Reflections on Democracy, I don't think it could come nigh at a better time.
Mm. I agree. Dr. Du Bois had a vision for what the potential was of our democracy, how we could create a more inclusive place that recognized the humanity of each and every person, and particularly the humanity of African Americans who are interwoven into the American fabric. And so the board selected this theme of democracy, and we've selected a quote from Dr. Du Bois on his vision to uplift for this season. And so our conversations will reflect on democracy and leadership with our first event, as you mentioned, on Juneteenth, which is Wednesday, June 19th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place, where our visiting scholar on democracy, Michael Blake, who is a former Obama aide and a former visiting fellow at Harvard, will be in conversation with Congresswoman Nkemba Williams. And for those of you who may not be familiar with her name, Congresswoman Nkemba Williams is the person who took the place of former Congressman John Lewis when he passed. Right. So she had worked for him. She was part of the state legislature there in Georgia. And now she sits in his same seat. So they will have a conversation on what it is to step up and lean in to the role as a civic leader in our democracy by walking in the footsteps of Dr. Du Bois as a civil rights leader and former Congressman John Lewis, who invited us all to make good trouble. And so at this time in our democracy, we think it's needed for us to have a dialogue about what we can do as everyday Americans to uplift our community and make it a more inclusive place.
It's kind of a tumultuous time for us in this country. But what I would like to stress is let's take some time out of our crazy days, and they are crazy, and go down at 6 p.m. On the 19th, Wednesday the 19th, 2 days, folks. So RSVP soon. And go down there and let's find out what this is all about. You know, we talk a lot. There's a lot of news stuff and all on the newspaper and television and radio about democracy. Well, Mr. Blake is an authority on democracy. Let's go down and find out what he has to say. You all have heard me say on the air more than once that I'm really burned out on the hatred. I'm burned out on just the evil in the world. And I try through this program to do my little part to be a brighter sunshine. That's why I don't shave, so the sun glows off my head. But the center itself is such a gift to this community. And when I say this community, I mean all of Berkshire County.
It is. And beyond. I mean, I want to just recognize all the work that was done by so many, as you mentioned earlier, the sweat equity that has been going on. We have the honor of reimagining the Clinton AME Zion Church in Great Barrington, which was started in 1887 and you know, was in existence as an operating church for over 130 years, one of the longest running AME Zion churches in the country. And we know that Reverend Esther Dozier, who led it as the first woman pastor, was someone who was a champion for making sure that the town of Great Barrington and by extension the world recognized the contributions of Dr. Du Bois, not only as kind of a native son, but also as a global influencer. And I think it's important for us to continue to walk in his legacy. We are reimagining the space to make it a center of Black thought and excellence, but also a place where people can convene. If you've never learned the stories of Dr. Du Bois, you can be introduced to him for the first time. And if you have known him for over many years, hopefully you'll learn something new. And so our goal this year is to center the center without the physical space, but to keep the community engaged. So in addition to the event that we're hosting on Juneteenth, we are welcoming the entire community to a free open house, which will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 22nd. We're calling it Saturdays in the Sanctuary. And once a month, we will open the site so that the community can come for an update. So if you visit our website, www.duboisfreedomcenter.org, you can sign up both to attend the Juneteenth event at St. James Place at 6 p.m., the conversations on democracy and leadership with Congressman Nikenda Williams and our visiting scholar on democracy, Michael Blake, but also you can sign up for our tour, our Saturday in the Sanctuary, taking place at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 22nd.
You know, you are a bright sunshine with this effort, really, because Dr. Du Bois, from my limited knowledge, and it's only a lot of it's from his distant relative, but he's as well respected in Ghana as he is here. Oh, you went dead on me.
He is all over the world. I grew up in Harlem, and he is one of the founders of the Harlem Renaissance. I have, you know, been an educator, professor at NYU for over 20 years. We learn about all of his work as a sociologist, his work as the editor of The Crisis, which was the NAACP's, you know, premier publication that covered African-American culture and history and excellence. But he was an educator. He was someone who was an artist. He was someone who constantly was evolving on identifying the different mediums and methods he could use to share the African-American experience with the world. And the quote that we've selected for this year, which is available on our website, and we invite everyone in the community who's listening to tell a friend to visit our website. We have the quote there available, and we're encouraging the community to share their reflection on democracy after they've read the quote and attended our events. But there's a key sentence that I want to share where he says, "There can be no perfect democracy curtailed by color, race, or poverty. But with all, we accomplish all, even peace." He was just a man who was ahead of his time.
Very much ahead of his time. And, you know, and I mean this as a compliment. a super intellectual, a person whose ability to vision and envision and relate was beyond a lot of people's. Well, obviously, just watch TV today, but
yeah.
I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, I did some research for this. I thought I knew stuff and found out I didn't know anything, but
I think that's common about him. The more you research, the more you realize some people know him as an author from writing The Souls of Black Boats. He actually produced a play that was his Times version of the Hamilton. Many people don't know that about him. He's, was at Troutbeck in Amenia, holding conferences that formed the original footprint from the NAACP. And like you said, has footprints in Ghana, Africa, where he was working on scholarly efforts to document the African and African-American experiences globally. And so he's met with dignitaries. He was a professor and an educator. He was also a family man. And so I think it's important for us to realize that he was so multi-layered and had such a global impact. And we are so excited for the opportunity to introduce or reintroduce him to the community and beyond the world.
And I can tell you, PCTV, it's Pittsfield Community Television, and WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, W.E.B. Du Bois and the W.E.B. Du Bois Center, in my opinion, is part of our community, and it's a glowing part of our community. And in anything that I personally can do on the show or the station can do, we're going to do it, because I think somewhere I read this, true knowledge, and I paraphrase, I don't want to paraphrase Dr. Du Bois, but I paraphrase somebody, true knowledge and understanding of each other breaks down these barriers and these pseudo beliefs. Well,
I agree. And I also think that it's really important at this time for us to realize the importance of just having conversations with our neighbors. We're coming out of a pandemic where kind of everybody went into a shell. And, now we have to get back to those grassroots, ways of doing things, right? Talking to people in the coffee shops and at the bank and, at events, and being able to respect our collective humanity. And I think that we're going to tackle some interesting topics, as I mentioned in our Reflections on Democracy series: democracy and leadership, democracy and faith, democracy and the arts, and, democracy and education. And I think it's, important for us to think about that the word democracy, when you remove any particular partisan interest, is really about all of us having an equal stake in our future, in our collective humanity. And I think it's important for us to think about how do we recognize our differences and yet still be in community with one another, and that we are able, through our center and in partnership with all of our other organizations, particularly the amazing nonprofits across the region and educational institutions across the region, to start to develop the next generation of scholar activists, because we all need to be participatory in our democracy and in our communities.
And well, you said that, my mind just jumped in. We, the people, we are the democracy. We are the people that create and continue the democracy. And again, what's the old saying? If you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it. Well, let's not repeat some of the things that have not worked out well in the past. And for those just tuning in, Nye, this is a morning show, so we repeat a lot because people are getting their kids on the bus, especially now it's the end of school, and driving and all. But I, excuse me. On Wednesday, June 19th at 6 p.m. In Great Barrington, 352 Main Street, St. James Place. There's going to be. I'm just going to go on faith. There's going to be such a dynamic presentation from so many wonderful people from a congresswoman to a scholar on democracy to my guest. And they've asked me, please don't sing. I guess they've heard me sing before. But all kidding aside, please make yourself a better person. I've never gone anywhere that I haven't learned something. You know,
I think it's awesome that we have this opportunity to bring the community together. And like I said, many people in the community have been supporting our efforts. And so I just want to extend a thanks to the shoulders that I stand on, from both our past leadership to our donors and supporters, and to friends like you, Bill, who continue to promote our work. And I'm really excited. We had a wonderful kickoff event in honor of Dr. Du Bois's birthday in February. And so it's great now that as the season starts to pick up, we have a new event that everyone can come to. And so I look forward to seeing everybody on Juneteenth as we commemorate what Juneteenth means to the history of America by having a conversation on what do we envision for our future.
I'm glad you brought that up, Nye. There's a misconception, in my opinion, and of course everybody knows the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council chambers, and or the person trying to ride their bicycle in the northbound lane going south on North Street. The June 19th, if I make a mistake, you jump right on me. But June 19th is just another commemoration of events. Mm-hmm. Now, expand on that, because I don't want to say
okay. The wrong thing. Thank you. So yes, Juneteenth is officially a holiday that's celebrated on June 19th. To commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States. And so the holiday was first celebrated in Texas back in 1865 in the aftermath of the Civil War when enslaved people were declared free under the terms of the 1862 Emancipation Proclamation. However, because this is pre-cell phones and social media and internet, not everyone received the news at the same time. And so there was a series of events in terms of communications, in terms of people deployed to bring this message to the people. In Galveston, Texas, it was announced that 250,000 enslaved people would be free by this executive decree. And so Juneteenth was the day that was recognized. And it's usually a day of jubilee and celebration. It's been called Black Independence Day. It's been called Emancipation Day, and that's what they call it in Texas. It's been called Jubilee Day. But it is something that is celebrated by the Black community. And we are making sure at the Du Bois Freedom Center that we are bringing everyone into the conversation. Yes, this is a holiday traditionally celebrated by those in the Black and African American community, but it is an opportunity for all of us, regardless of your race, creed, color, ethnicity, or gender, to come together and learn and to celebrate, to acknowledge where we've come from, to acknowledge where we are at the present moment, but to recognize the work that we need to do and identify the ways that we can do it together.
That's the real point, isn't it, huh? Together.
Amen.
You know, I have to tell an aside story. My cousin, Father Charles Buddy McNeese, was an Edmonite priest. The Edmonite priest worked in the South, but Buddy's assignment was Selma in the 60s. And the Edmonites worked with the African-American people exclusively. So I come from a long family of people who look to you as a person, not what you're, how I refer to this as packaging. Mm-hmm. What I like to open up the package and see what's inside.
Amen to that. And we're all multi-layered, right? And one of the things that I appreciate is that there's a commonality. All of us want to be seen. All of us want to be loved for our authentic selves. And all of us want to be in safe spaces to share our thoughts and ideas. And I look at this Reflections on a Democracy series as an opportunity for us to bring some people into the conversation that we might not normally have access to and hear what they're seeing from different lenses and bring that into our thought and into our consciousness. Sometimes it's to take an immediate action, but sometimes it's just to be aware and to have that as a piece of information that we can then be ambassadors to bring to our communities so that the learning doesn't stop at when the event is over, but that the conversation continues.
And I have to loop around a little bit to, because, you know, if you'll learn it, the more you're with me, the more I wander. But I want to go back to those naysayers who said Juneteenth is not based in history. Well, I would beg to disagree with you. It is based in history. Our good friend and I just brought some of it out. It's now a holiday. I know some people I hope it's just I don't know. But I will say, and I think the point we just proved, beyond a reasonable doubt, is that it is a legitimate holiday where legitimate things took place in the state of Texas on this day. And if that doesn't resonate in some people's gashnadwa, that's your head in my language, then I don't know what we can do with you. Especially look at the state it emanated in.
Yes.
Texas.
Yes. And I think it's important for people to realize that there was a measure passed in Congress by the House by a vote of 415-14. So yeah. 415 elected officials from various districts and corners of our great America came together to recognize the importance of Juneteenth and make it a national holiday. And so I think it is a beautiful way, right? We know the diversity of our communities to come together the same way we have Martin Luther King Day, the same way we might have a Memorial Day or Labor Day or 4th of July. It's a beautiful opportunity to recognize the people who worked to make this possible. There's an amazing woman named Opal Lee, who was an activist and is one of what we call the grandmothers of the movement to make Juneteenth the federal holiday. So feel free to Google Grandma Opal Lee and learn more about her. But cool. I think it's super important that we continue to learn and that, you know, our learning doesn't end when we graduate school. Our learning doesn't end when school closes for the summer, but our learning continues in conversation with each other and through participating in our Reflections on Democracy series at the Du Bois Freedom Center.
You know, you made a comment just there, and I think some of the most in-depth and lifelong lasting, good thing I didn't try to say that last night, but anyhow, begins in conversations with people. Uh-huh. I've learned more. I used to run a violent youthful offender program in my previous life. And just talking with them, being in the day room with them, listening, it was like a PhD class in human suffering. I agree with what you're saying. Just coming together, group sessions. What is it that, like, I'm glad we could straighten out the Juneteenth thing, because that's been a big thing I've heard for 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. Oh, it's not a legitimate holiday. I don't know why we got it. It is a legitimate holiday based in historical fact.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is an opportunity for us to look at the fact of what have we learned? What is written in our history books? What might be missing from our history books? And how do we have a history that is more reflective of all of the collective experiences that we have had? That doesn't erase any one person's experiences, but leaves space for there to be factual narratives about the experiences of various groups of people throughout the history of America, and to use it as a chance to educate, but and also as a chance to build community. I'm interested in learning more about civic engagement and leadership. And if you're interested, we invite you to join us. And I think that's why our series will be very unique, because democracy and, we do democracy and a plus sign, democracy and leadership, democracy and education, democracy in the arts, democracy and faith, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll have a different theme come 2025.
And I think what you're trying to do at the Du Bois Center in a holistic way is open people's eyes and minds and consciences. Like you said, you know, growing up, I'm a child of the 60s. I know, thanks for not saying I look it. But I grew up through this. And I, as I mentioned prior to going on camera, one of my wonderful friends, leader, mentor, advisor was the Reverend Willard Durant and his wife, Rosemary, through tumultuous times in the 60s, where just nonsensical. My youth group, and I have to thank Father Tom Lowen, focused with the Reverend Durant, and we didn't have these issues. We learned from each other. And to the day he passed, I used to have him on my show. I mean, I love the guy. But we got to get past race. That's all.
And I think also we've got to get past kind of partisan politics, right? Our democracy is not one that's limited, right? We have to be able to come together and say, we all want quality schools for our children. Quality healthcare. We all want to, you know, live in a place where we can work a fair day's work and receive a fair day's pay. We all want to be able to age in place and with dignity. We all want to be able to, you know, live in our homes, you know, and have them be a safe space and live in our communities and, you know, walk to the coffee shop, in a safe environment. So there's some things that are just common values that we have. And I think when we focus on those, we realize there's more that unites us than divides us.
Yeah. And I can just go back a hair or two before you were born. In Vietnam, when the mustard hit the fan, nobody really cared what color you were, as long as they just wanted you shooting in the right direction. And there were a lot of stuff about racism, but I can honestly tell you my entire time in Vietnam, I didn't see it nor experience it. And my company was well integrated. Let's just put it that way. So, but it's everywhere. The reaching out is what I just clap and applaud what you're doing at the Du Bois Center. You could be this little enclave but you're opening it up and you want people to come. You're reaching out. I can't think of anything better to defeat a lot of the malarkey that goes on in the world.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate that. And we're super excited to move into this next phase. We have, you know, new stabilization work going on the Clinton AME Zion Church. We've been able to, move forward with stabilizing the roof and getting the building ready for its, reimagining and transformation. We've had great conversations, really digging in deep and learning new stories of African Americans across the Berkshires. And everyone has been so welcoming to me as the new executive director. And so I want to thank Liana at the Nonprofit Center and all of the other nonprofit leaders who have been working with us in partnership. As I said, our space is not open yet for, you know, it's kind of museum and scholarly learning. So all of the places, thank you to Seth and the owners at St. James Place who will be, you know, working in partnership with us to host our four-part series. But everyone has just been amazing. Carrie Chen over at the Barrington, and others. And so, you know, really appreciate how everybody has been working in community to support our efforts, since, 2014 to present.
We're going to take a break. And I have to say this, Liana Toscanini, who's the chair, I love the name, who's the chairperson of the Not-for-Profit Center. She's an amazing lady. I've had her on the show. Sean's had her on. What she's done for nonprofits and bringing together nonprofits, to me, I just will tell you, she's really been great, and I want to give her due. She helped arrange all this today, and thank you. You continue your good work. We're going to take a break. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV. I know this upsets some of you, but this is my flag, and it represents all of us. It doesn't discriminate. And I got your emails and your text. It's still my flag, and it's my show, so I'll wave it. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I have a. This has been an amazing program to date. I'm going to have this wonderful lady introduce herself again. She is the executive director of the W.E.B. Du Bois Center down in Great Barrington, and they're having what I consider an educational, inspirational, and all around educational day. And that's going to be on Wednesday, June 19th, 6 p.m. At 352 Main Street, St. James Plaza. And we're going to celebrate democracy. Go ahead and tell them what it's about.
Sure.
And introduce yourself too.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. My name is Nye Whitaker, and I'm proud to be the executive director of the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Freedom and Democracy in Great Barrington. And yes, we will be commemorating Juneteenth, which is Wednesday, June 19th, at 6 p.m. at St. James Place, with a conversation featuring our distinguished guests, Congresswoman Nikema Williams of Georgia, in conversation with our new visiting scholar on democracy, Michael Blake, a former Obama aide and former Harvard fellow, and they will be discussing democracy and leadership. How can we all walk in the interconnected footsteps of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois and former Congressman John Lewis, who Congresswoman Nikema Williams had the honor of replacing when he passed on. And we're very excited to bring this event to the community. It is free, open to the public, and all are welcome to learn about the importance of Juneteenth to the history of America, but also to recognize what each and every one of us is feeling right now about some of the tensions in our world, and what are our hopes for our democracy as we move through 2024.
And I would RSVP just to let them know if you're coming, and it's just to be safe. Only because they have to make plans too.
Yeah, you can RSVP via our website, www.duboisfreedomcenter.org. Technically, today is the last day to RSVP, but if anybody is listening, we will leave the RSVP link open for everybody who's watching PCTV.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you so much for that. And I really want to encourage people, all people, people who look like me, people who look like Nye, people who don't look like either one of us. But to go and learn. I don't want to take nice time, but you know, I watch a lot of television and new stuff, and I see people who have no clue of who they're purporting to represent and what they represent. And I think it's just, we need to educate ourselves. And I was fortunate. I grew up in a home where everybody was treated the same. As I said earlier in the show, I had my cousin, Charles Buddy McNeese, it was an Edmondite father, went to work in Selma, Alabama in the 60s. So with the African-American people. So give us a 30,000-foot overview of who are you?
Sure. Oh, who am I? Gosh, that is a tough question. So my name is Nye Whitaker, and I recently was appointed by the board of the Du Bois Freedom Center as the executive director. I started at the end of December, and so was officially onboarded in January of 2024. Most recently, I had the opportunity to work at the White House as a senior advisor. Wow. To the Biden-Harris administration, and had formerly also worked with the leadership for the Obama administration. But I come to this work as someone who is deeply committed to preserving legacies and celebrating history. I think it's important that we elevate the stories of those whose voices may have not been, who may have been forgotten, and yeah, that we are able to highlight them in a whole new way. And I think that, you know, it's important for us to be of service to the communities that we live in, work in, and serve. And this opportunity to do legacy building work by bringing the story of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois to those who may have never heard of him and reintroducing him to those who are familiar with him, but also the story of this amazing Clinton AME Zion Church, which was an active place of convening, of worship, of society for the African-American community in the Berkshires for more than 130 years. And, you know, prior to its deconsecration, had been led by an amazing female pastor, Reverend Esther Dozier. And to just celebrate the stories across the Berkshires of African-Americans and their interconnectedness to other places. Dr. Du Bois, you know, was educated at Fisk, was the first African-American to get a PhD from Harvard, did work in Berlin and in Ghana, and had met with world leaders, and, you know, was a pioneer of the civil rights movement. And so it's really important that we begin to tell these stories and to celebrate these stories and to have a place to commemorate them and to share and reflect on their contributions to the fabric of America.
And he also did it peacefully. I was once, and I was just, when you were talking, something jumped into my brain. When you get to be my age, stuff jumps into your brain and jumps out. So, I mean, like where I parked the car today, but I'll find it. But they said, I remember at a conference one time, and somebody said, well, Du Bois was like Gandhi, and this other person, another, I'm assuming a scholar, I was there as a learner. And the person jumped up and said, no, Du Bois didn't sit on a street corner. Du Bois was in the middle of everything.
He did both, which I think is amazing. So, yeah. For example, I'm here in Harlem. I go between Harlem and Great Barrington. And, you know, we just celebrated here the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I know that there's also the
yep.
Patrick's Day Parade. There are so many parades that go down Fifth Avenue, and many don't know that in 1917, Dr. Du Bois, as a leader of the NAACP, actually hosted the first ever silent protest parade down Fifth Avenue. So this is 1917. So if you've ever heard that there's a parade coming down Fifth Avenue in New York City, this is the precursor to how Fifth Avenue became the main street that people used to do celebrations. And so this was a silent protest parade, and thousands were there. We're talking about July of 1917. But he's also someone who was at the forefront towards the end of his life in coordinating the March on Washington, in the 60s. And so He actually passed away right before the march happened, but he was someone who still in his later years of life realized the opportunity that there was a particular effort to gathering people in community to raise their voices to affect change. And so from 1917 to the 1960s, he knew the power of the people to move our country forward. And I think it's amazing, again, that we are able to tell these stories. And also just across the way, at the media conferences, you know, two times he gathered people. He gathered African-Americans, he gathered white, supporters as allies to have conversations about what could our democracy look like? What could our nation look like if we really were able to come together against these divides and kind of put our best vision for it forward? And then what would it take to operationalize and put those tactics into place and to bring others along in the process? So he was a great convener. And I think it's important, you know, that we celebrate that he was multifaceted and multi-layered and had global impact.
And he, if I may, correct me if I'm wrong, but at the foundation of all this was peaceful.
100%. You know, he also was someone who over time evolved, as we all do. You know, when he first tried to tell the stories of the plight of African Americans, it was because he had a specific raising in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
And didn't realize, you know, some of the issues that existed in terms of the African American experience until he went to the South. And then he went to Berlin and saw a different way in which they had handled how Germany had to identify with the repercussions of the Holocaust and their acceptance of it. And then was able, you know, to do additional work. So the ways in which he told the story evolved over time, first through written, texts in terms of being an author, also by being a sociologist and studying and writing about his observations and experiences. By being an educator, right, and a professor, and using that as a way to kind of change the conversation and bring more into the dialogue, but also as an activist, I know. And so I think that, you know, as a co-founder of the NAACP and historian, you know, he was gathering works of information, a contemporary to Arturo Schomburg, saying that there was more out there. There are more stories to tell within the African-American lens, within the African lens. And how could we gather information about these experiences and share them with the world in different mediums, in different ways, from infographics to poetry to the arts? And I think that, you know, he was just such a dynamic person that we will have nothing but a plethora of ways to celebrate him and engage the community in that process.
And I think you're the person to do it. Say that to butter you up. I just sense from, I interview a lot of people. And, some people, it's a job. And this is a compliment. For you, yes, it may be a job, but when you talk about it, you're effervescent. No, I mean that. And that to me is a believer in what you're saying. You know, don't take this the wrong way. I interview a lot of people who, well, let's just put it this way, they're in elected office. And some of them are just so dedicated, and others you can tell, what's in it for me? But you've been around politics, you know what it's like. This coming up, and I can't encourage you enough to let them know if you can right away. June 19th, 6 p.m., 352 Main Street, St. James Place. There's going to be a phenomenal seminar, conference, lecture, whatever word is proper, on reflections on democracy. And the United States Congresswoman had the honor and privilege, and I had the honor on two occasions, to share lunch, everything with me goes to food. Everybody will tell you that. With Congressman John Lewis in the Longworth office building.
Yes.
And a more beautiful person you're never going to find. And beaten, punched, almost killed, but he no anger, no hatred. Just let's go forward. This has been a learning experience for all of us. And to miss this now, and we got another, and I don't want to run out of time before, because Nye's got to run. But we got something coming up. I say we got something coming up in July. You want to hit that?
Sure. So we have a couple of ways that people can connect to us. Again, June 19th, in commemoration of Juneteenth, 6 p.m. St. James Place, Reflections on Democracy, a conversation between our visiting scholar on democracy, Michael Blake, and Congresswoman Nkemba Williams. On Saturday, June 22nd, we are doing Saturdays in the Sanctuary. It will be an open house, so the community will be invited to come and learn about the past of the Clinton AME Zion Church, located at 9 Elmport in Great Barrington, the current construction work to stabilize it, and where we're going next in the reimagining of this amazing site as the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Freedom and Democracy. And then, yes, stay tuned. I'd love to come back, Bill.
Oh, you're going to be back.
Yeah, our July 11th event, where we'll be talking about democracy and philanthropy. And so look forward to working in partnerships with all of the amazing nonprofits in the Berkshire's region and inviting them all to join with us about how we can democratize giving to make sure that all of the beautiful organizations that often do the heavy work of addressing the gaps in our communities and our societies, uplifting our young peoples, caring for our seniors, caring for our environment, telling our stories about our history, how do we make sure that they have the resources that they need to do the great work? And how do we invest in the talent of those who work, like Liana, at our nonprofit organizations, so that they are feeling able to deliver these services for our in communities? And so really excited. That will be on July 11th, also at St. James Place. And so stay tuned. We'll have more this summer coming.
And this lady, if you can't get excited about her, you better reserve a place at Dwyer's. No, seriously, she's an inspiration to have on the show. She really is. And she fires us up in a very good, caring, democratic way. And I don't mean Democrat party wise. I mean democratic. Democracy. And I thank you for giving us your time. I know you got to jump on a plane. Good luck with that. Hopefully it won't be delayed 7 hours. And, you know,
I'm going to my family reunion in North Carolina. So,
Oh, well, good. Good. Well, have a wonderful time. Thank you for taking the time to do this show. It will air on Monday. Book, if right now, as I told you, the bride and I are suffering from COVID, but I think we'll be over it by the night. Book us two seats.
I'm happy to have you be there with us, Bill, in community. Thank you.
You're the best. And as I will wish this you, I'm not done with you folks, so don't go jumping off. I got things to announce. But I say this every day in closing, and some people, they don't care for it, but I still mean it for them. God bless. And today, let's do something for somebody else. Lift their spirits up. Help them carry their load. Yours is heavy. Theirs could be heavier. Nye, I'll be in touch. I'll see
you. Thank you, Brother Bill. I so appreciate you, and I look forward. I hope you and the missus, wishing you both a speedy recovery, and I hope that you'll be there with us.
I hope so, too, because this sounds to me, this is one of the ones you don't want to miss.
And everyone, please bring a neighbor or friend or relative with you and come be in community with us on June 19th. You can register at www.duboisfreedomcenter.org.
You are a wonderful choice, my friend.
Thank you, my brother. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. So I have a few announcements I want to make before I let you all go. And this Du Bois Freedom, you just take the time to go and learn. And maybe we can be the best. We can start. Also, I want to promote it. It had its grand opening on Saturday. Jake's Cafe, Jake's Java out there in Lanesboro in honor of a fallen hero. Please support them. I plan on supporting them. They're, he was a wonderful young man, and he left us way too soon in the service of his country. So there you go. And they've done a wonderful job. If you get out there, you're not going to believe it, but it's really wonderful. I do want to remind people, too, the third Wednesday of the month, they're going to have memory cafes. Now, to the best of my knowledge, these memory cafes will take place at the senior center, and they'll be for people who have people in their family who are themselves suffering from Alzheimer's or some other dementia type of situation. So if you want to know more, call the you can call the senior center on North Street. A little brain stopped there for a minute, but I rewound it. Another thing coming up on June 29th, which I'm a big supporter of, and that's an all-day baseball game and women's softball, June 29th at Clapp Park, 9 a.m. Ages and high school and up, high school and up. All proceeds go to the Dana Faber Jimmy Fund. It's a $10 donation to play, includes T-shirts. Joe DeSico, he's the guy behind it. God love him. He's like a one-man band. Also coming up is a car show, and I don't have it right at my fingertips, and I apologize. It's part of this 175th anniversary of St. Joseph's Parish. Excuse me. And that's going to be happening, and I'll get you the dates and all that. I'll post it on the Facebook, on my page. Thoughts from the Berkshires, if you're looking for it, just and put in and I'll friend you. I do want to say, too, summer's upon us. The kids are going to be out getting out of school. Let's drive a little more safely. I live here, and I want to thank the Pittsfield Police Department for cracking down on being here and cracking down on the speeding on William Street. You don't know how the neighbors and the people who live here, because it had turned into a raceway. Even though school's in session, sometimes it scares the living you know what out of you. The last thing, and I can't stress this enough, please, please contribute to the 4th of July parade. You can do so by through the Eagle. A lot of people told me they didn't see it, but I've been told by someone in the new that it is in the paper. You can contribute to the parade fund via the Eagle. So I want to thank the Eagle for doing that all these years. I want to thank everybody who contributes to the parade. I know a few years back, Mayor Marchetti, did a show when we weren't sure there was going to be a parade anymore. And all of a sudden, Pittsfield, stepped up to the plate and came up with the money to have the parade. I mean, I have to tell you, I've been all over the world, and I've said this 100 times. I've been all over the world, and never, ever, ever have I seen a place where when people need help, the people of Pittsfield come together, and they can raise thousands of dollars. And I applaud you for that. I'm proud to live in Pittsfield. I'm proud to be on this radio station. And I would strongly encourage you to go to this on Juneteenth. We all can learn. We all better learn. Because right now, we're in tough times and scary times, in my opinion. So that said, on that cheerful note, I mean, enjoy the day. Enjoy the summer. Take some time to walk and get out in the woods. Walk the Asher Walter Cook Trail. Have a good time. Have a picnic. Go to the lake. God bless. Take care of each of you. Take care. Please, each other and yourself. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. I appreciate you as listeners. I appreciate you as people. And while we always may not see eye to eye, and you may not always like my guests, I do the best I can. to give everyone an opportunity to be on Pittsfield Community Radio and Pittsfield Community Television. Thank you. Have a great day. And thanks for listening and viewing.